You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this thing. You know what's up? Ellen DeGeneres is on house arrest. Oprah is too. Gotta wonder why. I mean, I know why. Do you know why? If you don't know why, where have you been? Have you been asleep this whole time? Have you been blind to the fact of everything that's unfolding? I mean, maybe you should do your research. Just a suggestion. I mean, you know, don't take my advice or nothing. Who am I, right? So yeah, I mean, they both have ankle monitors on in their photographs. They're on house arrest. They cannot leave their house. They're being monitored by the ankle. So yeah. So this next part isn't easy to report though. So there's been code words for like, you know, wash your hands and things like that. You know, like who's tested positive for COVID-19 and if they've they're all based on like their levels of contraction of COVID-19, and it's all code word, as they normally speak in the Illuminati, that is. So whenever they say wash your hands clean, I'm imagining that they're saying to wash your hands clean of what you're doing in the Illuminati and just walk away, wash your hands clean of it. The whole 20 seconds thing, I don't know, that's a legit precaution, so I don't know. I'm trying not to dig too deep into it, but yeah. So Wilson! Yeah, I'll never look at that the same ever again. And what I mean by that is the ball with the blood stain on it, with the face drawn in it, the handprint, that's their symbolism for cutting a child's face open and peeling it back and it being all bloody. And remember who was in that movie, Castaway? The King of Hollywood Horrors, Tom Hanks. So have you ever heard of David S. Pumpkins? Well, if you've seen that cartoon, it explains what is, or should I say, what was Tom Hanks. And basically, it talks about his pedophilia and things like that. But I mean, like, this Tom Hanks has been hiding in plain sight. He's been into acting, of course, you know. And those of you who don't know, like, go look up who Tom Hanks is. I mean, you can't miss him. And he did this Saturday Night Live special for Halloween about the Disney Halloween Tower of Horrors or whatever. I don't remember what it was called. And so the elevator takes them to different floors. Well, every other floor is David S. Pumpkins, who's played by Tom Hanks, with two skeletons. And the skeletons do this dance, and David Pumpkins is just like, I'm David Pumpkins! And it's like really corny. And so like they're like, what is that all about? But to them, it's a sick joke. Like, he's hiding in plain sight. He's right there. And you have no idea. You don't even know what's going on. And this person that, Hollywood Insider, I think it was. I can't remember which one. But they did this interview with him and Rita, who is his wife. And she's asking about David Pumpkins. And Tom Hanks is not only nervous about answering the questions, because it exposes him as a pedophile and a criminal and a child killer, but he also looks at her like, man, I'm gonna effing kill you. It's written all over his face. If you're watching him, you can clearly see. So yeah, in related news, so what they do at these big parties is, and there's video of this that exists somewhere, is Hillary Clinton and then they all cut off the face of a child, and then she put the face of the child on herself to scare the kid and started eating the face. Really eating the face, like as if it's a delicacy. And that was to scare the kid to pump out adrenaline. And then they take out the adrenalized blood and then they kill the kid and eat the carcass and drink the blood. So yeah, that was really going on. So yeah, everybody put your mask on because these are some really sick people apparently. And yeah, I mean, I put on for my city apparently. That's a sick joke. Yes, it is. It is. I've got sick jokes, but dude, Tom Hanks got some really sick jokes. Like, give me five. Imagine telling that to a kid, give me five, and then whenever they go to reach up to give a five, he takes out shears and cuts their arm off. It's pretty gross, right? It's sick. And that's just what they do. I mean, they've got a lust for blood. It's, like, I'm salivating at the thought of, like, killing these people. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, okay, you like to kill children? Well, guess what I like to do? I like to shame pedophiles. I like, you know what I mean? I would love, like, if I seen this going on, like, yeah, I would kill them. Every normal human would. Every person with a spine would want to kill these people. And so, I mean, I guess I'm preparing you to kind of say, you know, guess who's not with us anymore? Tom Hanks. Guess who's not with us anymore? Hillary Clinton. I mean, I could go on and on, but, you know, there's a whole list of people who have been scheduled to be executed. And apparently Gitmo has been, Guantanamo Bay has been repurposed for detaining these criminals. And Obama, I finally found out what all the closed down Walmarts were. All the Walmarts with nobody in them. They're prisons. Obama built prisons inside these closed down Walmarts. So if you have an abandoned Walmart, that's what it was. And so now, apparently, those have been repurposed too to hold the criminals that are doing all this sick stuff in Hollywood. And so, I mean, like, if, you know, this has made you sick, like, imagine all of the people on TV that you've seen that you have no idea are doing things like Tom Hanks has. Like, gross, right? So, speaking of gross people, Chrissy Teigen, who is with John Legend, I think it is, John and Chrissy are both on the flight logs, they're both on the flight logs to Epstein's Island. Whenever this started coming out about Wayfair, she pretended like, oh my God, this is horrible. Like, you know, I can't believe this is going on. This must be stopped. It was a very disingenuous comment, and people are like, oh yeah, well you're a sick person yourself. And then they, like, showed screenshots of tweets where she's talking about pedophilia and how it's great and wonderful and everything. As a matter of fact, Oprah has also posted weird things or said weird things in the public and in interviews about being a victim of pedophilia is wonderful. And, you know, if a child is young enough, they won't remember. It makes me sick to my stomach. Like, I feel like I'm just, let's talk about something else. So yeah, I mean, they're not with us anymore. You know, certain people have been put under house arrest, like Ellen and Oprah. I mean, you've really got to wonder, like, what all these people have done. Like, I mean, because just those parties can't be the end of it all, because there's stuff going on all year long. There's an interview with David Icke, I-C-K-E. That's how you spell his last name. And it's from 1999, where a woman is coming out. Her name is Arizona Wilder, and she's come out of the Illuminati because she was breeded into the Illuminati, talks about the bloodlines, talks about all types of things, and says that there are legit reptile people, people who can manifest in reptile formation and manifest in human formation, which makes the end of that one movie, can't remember if it was Thor, or it was one of those movies, and it was out recently, where those two people at the very, very end of it, they turn into lizard people, humanoid lizards. Like, they shift from their human form to, like, this lizard-looking form. And I was like, what the heck was that all about? I did not even understand it. I thought it was a stupid ending. But it's more symbolic than you think. And, I mean, these people, sometimes they can't hold their shape in front of certain people. And especially whenever they're, wanting to kill somebody, whenever they go in for the kill, they shift into this whole different looking person. Well, the reason I'm telling you this is because I'm going to confirm what happened to me one time. I was with three people, and we were all hanging out, you know, we're all partying and whatnot, and then I'm still awake, and I mean, I'm still alive also, but I was in another room doing something. I can't remember if I was like playing guitar or what, but those three people were asleep in the room across from me, right? Like, they, I guess, were done hanging out. Well, they all fall asleep in their own little designated spots in the room, but they're all sleeping on the floor. And I'm outside the door, and I think I'm tripping because we've been partying. And I'm hearing hissing. And I'm like, what? I'm right outside the door. I'm like, what is going on in this room? Like, I'm thinking this to myself. What is going on in this room? And, like, I snuck into the room, you know, and I open the door and I peek my head in just to see what's going on. And it's normal. They're humans and they're sleeping. Because outside the door, I'm like, dude, there's snakes in there. There are snakes in this room. But I open the door, and they're humans. It's really weird, right? Like, as soon as I opened the door and poked my head in, they're not lizards. They're not snakes. They're humans. But looking back all these years earlier and all these years later now, like, looking back at all those years earlier, those people were really strange. And it makes me wonder. It really makes me wonder because, I mean, they were really weird looking people. So, I mean, it makes me question this. And every time that I've checked out David Icke or any stories about humans shifting into reptilian people, I have always been like, no, you lost me. Like, I'm sorry, I can't. Right, you know what I'm saying? But now that I've seen this lady give her testimony about lizard people and the people who live in the fourth dimension that want to get out, which are the demons, I've started to really question the validity of this, because you're looking at her and she's not lying. Like, FBI training and law enforcement training would let you know if somebody's lying based on the way they act. Now, they're not hooked up to a machine to tell you if they're lying or not, but there's telltale signs. I mean, people, like, 99% of the time, you're going to have some kind of telltale sign, but the look on the lady's face, and the level of conviction in her eyes, and her never showing any signs of lying, I'm like, dude, that's, whoa, I'm starting to really bring that into question, especially based on things in the past that have happened to me. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Did you know there have been earthquakes all across America? There's even been one in Louisiana. What? An earthquake in Louisiana, you might be asking. Yes, an earthquake in Louisiana. But these earthquakes are actually explosions underground, from what I understand. Now, I'm not saying that this is 100% of what's going on, but this is just from what I've come to understand, is that they are explosions underground that are the bunkers where they keep these children that they've kidnapped, because they've got like hundreds of thousands of them that have been kidnapped all year long underground. And so the military goes in there, they raid the underground, they take their prisoners, they free the victims, which are these kids who are grossly disfigured and dismembered and having their parts sewn on. And just, if you've seen the cartoon show on Adult Swim called Mr. Pickles, then you kind of know what I'm talking about already, with the baby Milky for the baby. So if you've seen that, you know what I'm talking about, this grossly disfigured person who's an adult baby of body parts sewn together, and it's just gross. So that's those are the explosions. They explode them so they can't reuse the bases underground. And so yeah, quake to quake, state to state. So I just want to give a round of applause to the military. Thank you to the military who are serving this greater purpose. And I honor those who have fallen in the line of duty. And so I just want to thank you guys. Thank you. And thank you for your service. I salute you. It's a great and amazing, wonderful, horrible incident, but a wonderful mission that you are taking on, and I applaud you and I thank you for this. I appreciate every bit of everything that you're putting into this, and whew, you know what I'm saying? It's a pretty intense situation there, and so just thank you. I do notice, I do see it, and I do appreciate it. So thank you. I just wanted to make a joke about a sick joke to show you, like, I've got dark humor, but it ain't nothing near what, like, I find Tom Hanks's jokes very disturbing. And so like, give me five, and then the kid goes to reach for a five and he cuts off the hand and arm or whatever. Like, that's a yeah, I think you understand where I'm going here. But I just wanted to show you an example of dark humor versus Illuminati humor. Hanks Hands Across America. If you haven't been paying attention to his Instagram, there have been missing gloves and missing shoes. And he's taken photos of them and made really I can't even say the word. So much wants to jump out of my throat right now. The jokes are disturbing. They're disgusting. You know? And so, like, you notice how I made a joke about, like, Hanks doing hands across America. But I'm saying that to raise awareness. You know what I mean? Like there's a light at the end of that tunnel. There's no light at the end of the tunnel of his jokes. To think that he gets ecstasy off of making these sick and disgusting jokes. Like, only imagining what he's said behind closed doors and what he's done and what he's doing behind closed doors. I can't fathom that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, say goodbye to your childhood influences. You know, because their addiction is real, and it's real sick. Like, I just want you to know that this is not easy for me to sit here and say these things. And I've been wanting to cry all day yesterday, and I've been sick to my stomach all day yesterday over the thoughts of this. Because, you know, you have to learn about it to do something about it. And so to discover the fact that I've been watching this guy for so many years, and then to now know what he's doing, and know that that's been the guy that I've been watching all these years, it's real, and it's real sick. And their addiction to this Illuminati seance, or whatever you want to call it, their ritual, which is really big with these lizard people, apparently. It's sick, dude. You know, it's gross. They've got an addiction to drinking adrenalized blood from children, virgins. And if you've seen, like, witchcraft movies from whenever, like, the 80s? The 80s was, like, the height of, like, witchcraft movies and sick, dark things, like Warlock, the movie Warlock. And what's gross is, like, I watched this when I was a kid, and I was like, man, I want powers like that. But, like, you know, I was never, you know what I mean? Like, I was into, like, being a supernatural being, but not the gross pedophilia and witchcraft of that. That's just sick. So yeah, I mean, their addiction to this blood is sick, and it's very real. Because if you look at Kathy Griffin, if you take a look at Kathy Griffin, the before, where she's holding the Trump head, with the bloody Trump head, that's also a symbolism of face peeling. So it's like, they're threatening Trump with, maybe he's been a part of that, and they will reveal that he's been a part of that if he doesn't stop what he's doing. But if you look at the after photo of Kathy Griffin recently, she looks like a literal troll. I'm not even kidding. She looks like a troll because she hasn't had her fix. I mean, these people's eyes get real dark. They get real lizard-looking, sick-looking. Like, it's really important to them. So, I mean, their addiction is real. This is like a drug to them. They get high for like a week on it. And they say that it's like meth and LSD combined. So, like, they're hallucinating. They're seeing the devil and things like that, apparently. And so, I mean, their addiction is real, and it's real sick. So, yeah, say goodbye to your childhood influences. So, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the logo has the sign of the beast on it. Flip it upside down, you can clearly see where the number 6 is. And I just wanted to point that out because Tom Hanks just recently played Mr. Rogers, and I don't know if I even want to watch that movie anymore, you know? Like, I grew up on Mr. Rogers. I like Mr. Rogers, so now I'm just like, Mr. Rogers? No, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess so. Like, ugh. So with all that said, sometimes it's better to start over. Get rid of all these people and just start over. Where's the reset button? Because America's fucked. You know, I mean, yesterday, like, every now and then, like, there's screams inside my head. Now, I'm not hearing voices or anything like that, you know what I mean? But, like, it's like as if people are praying to me, and so I pray for them. You know, I pray for them. Whenever I get feelings of that going on, like, I pray for them, you know? And so, you know, like, this is a real-life movie, you guys. Horror movies, there's truth to them. I mean, this is a real-life movie we're living, people. Like, stop watching TV, you know? Start using the New World Order and the One World Agenda against them. Use their symbology of Satan to identify them. Because they are out there. They are way out there. They are way, way out. Yeah, look up a list of people who have tested positive for coronavirus and understand that those people are the people who are getting convicted and put to death. People who say that they've tested positive for coronavirus. And look at all the messages that they're giving out with that thought in mind. You know, look at your friends or family who has tested positive. And you're lucky if you don't have any, because that means that they're not involved, apparently. But, I mean, you know, I guess I should have said this earlier, but, you know, if you have a weak stomach, stop listening. Because this is not going to get any easier to say. The heart-wrenching truth is that these people are very wretched. I mean, this is just the beginning. Satanic pedophilia and that is going to come out by the boatloads. And I almost feel like that's what the news is preparing you for. That's what these people are preparing you for, because these people are being executed, you know, under the radar, out of public sight. That's what that means for tested positive for coronavirus. And so you just gotta wonder, like, with all the quote-unquote artists who have disappeared over time or even been replaced by artificial intelligence and computer-generated images, like Tom Hanks has on Saturday Night Live most recently. Even Bill Gates, apparently he's been executed also and replaced by somebody. So there's a lot of this going on all across the world. It's not just in America. So, that's the truth, you guys. I mean, I've been going back and forth on whether I wanted to release this, and I might actually sit on top of this episode for a minute because of the military operations that are going on, and I don't want to spoil it for them. But I've got to tell you guys the truth. I mean, this needs to come out in the open. The truth needs to be told, because the truth shall I can't even talk. The truth shall set you free. Okay?